Okay, Shkoyach, good evening all. We are up. Thanks. We're up to the topic of working on Erev Shabbos. Is a person allowed to do malacha on Erev Shabbos? So we've tried to dispel certain misconceptions over here of what is and what isn't allowed on Erev Shabbos. And now we're up to work. Is a person actually allowed to do work on Erev Shabbos? So that's what we'll be speaking about, God willing, over the next few days. And it's not the simplest of questions. It's certainly not as simple as we make it out to be. But as we've been seeing with most of these topics, there are many stringencies to start off with. And we become a little bit more lenient as time goes on. And so that's why, for a lot of these things, it's sort of a non-questions for us, because someone a long time ago decided that there are a lot of lenient rulings over here, but it's important to know the sugya regardless. So, let's begin. Can one do malacha on Erev Shabbos? So, Aser lasos malacha b'Erev Shabbos, mizman mincha ulamala. It's prohibited for a person to do any sort of malacha at all from the time of mincha on Erev Shabbos and on. Why? Because lefishat tzarech lasok b'tzarechei Shabbos, because you need to be preparing for Shabbos. Umisha usa malacha ena roa simen bracha me'oso malacha. And so fine, let's say you say, I don't really care about this. It's not really a blatant prohibition. It's not from Hashem. It's the rabbi say it. So what do I care? So the rabbi say, okay, no problem. You go doing your malacha, but you won't see any blessing from the work you do. So you think you're doing some nice work, you think you're going to make a few extra bucks. The rabbi say, no, you won't make an extra cent from it, so no point of doing it. V'afilu misheinu tzarech klal l'hisasek b'tzarechei Shabbos aser. And let's say you're a big shy, you said, oh, I took care of everything Thursday night, so I was able to get everything done, so I don't have anything left to do for Shabbos, so of course everything should be mutter. He says, no, one should, even if they have nothing left to do, they should not be working from mincha and on, because they have to be, there's always something to do for Erev Shabbos. And so therefore, you have to stop your work and you have to make sure that you're getting ready for Shabbos. And yesh omrim sheha iser mizman mincha gedola shehu chetzi shah achar chatzos yom. So there's a big question. So we said from mincha and on, what time of mincha? There's mincha gedola, which, so for reference, is this past week was like a 1:15 or 1:20, something like that. Or he says v'yishurim mizman mincha ketana shu tes sha'osu mechza bayom. So there's mincha gedola, mincha ketana. So again, this past Friday, mincha gedola was about 1:20, and mincha ketana was about 5:15 or so. So that's a big difference. Are you going to stop doing work from 1:15? Are you going to stop doing work from 5:15? So that's a huge difference. Well, inyan halacha. So what are we paskin? He says hameika, but divrei yisov from lo hefsid bracha v'yish shechriu l'hachmir. At the end of the day, since it is a rabbinic law and not a Torah law, we are allowed to go along with the more lenient perspective. So you could stop from mincha ketana and on. So again, it's only a couple of hours. It's not too much time, and most of us sort of naturally stop doing work then because you have to get ready for Shabbos at some point. But again, Me'ikar, I didn't want you not be doing any malacha from Mincha Ketana and on, which again, especially because about 5:15 or so, one final halacha. However, Sachira Osa Malacha Eats Al Balabayas. So let's say you work for someone. Lechadchila Tzarech Lehisanos Imha Balabayas Shelo Yavod Be'erev Shabbos Ela Adzman Mincha Ketana. So originally, what a person should do when they go for their contract, they're signing their contract with their employer, they should make sure that the contract is signed and set up in such a way that the plan is that every single day you're going to work diligently, you're going to work maybe extra more than everyone else at the company, but on Friday, you have a special deal with your boss because you're working so much during the week. On Friday, you're not going to work as much, you're going to cut out a little bit early because of this holy day called Shabbos. But let's say you forgot to make such a declaration. Now let's say, for whatever reason, it's not a good way to start a new job to say, I need to take off once a week, from now until the end of my job here. So it doesn't sound so good. So let's say you feel uncomfortable doing that. So, tzarich la'avod ad zman shiyuchal lashuv l'beiso u'lachin ma'at tzarchei Shabbos l'fenei kizus l'shabbos. So one is technically allowed in such a circumstance. We're not going to force you to lose your job over here. So what a person should do is they should make sure they are working until they need to be working, but make sure you get home a little bit early that you can get ready for Shabbos, right? It's not so appropriate, and I'm not singling anyone out. I don't want to give anyone mussar. It's not my place right now, but it's not so appropriate. A lot of people have the custom nowadays, especially in the winter months, not as much in the summer months, to work until like 10 minutes before Shabbos. Not really the most appropriate thing to do, because there should be some understanding of, I need to get ready for Shabbos. Again, maybe you're not going to back yourself up for 4 hours getting ready for Shabbos. Maybe that's too much. But to say you need at least 30 minutes to get ready for Shabbos, take a shower, put on a suit, whatever it is. So it's worthwhile to realize that it is not just a nice thing, it's actually halacha to do such an idea. And he does conclude, though, that at the end of the day, if a person has a set time where they are always going to be late, as it were, for getting ready for Shabbos, then that's where the really big problem lies. However, if a person finds himself in a situation where it's not kavua, but once every 6 months, Erev Shabbos, a few hours, a few minutes close to Shabbos, you're going to have to do some sort of work, whatever it is, but it's not set, it just happens every now and again, so that would be permissible. And so we'll see a little bit more tomorrow, God willing, about these sort of offhanded cases that in our circumstances you end up usually being the typical case, but there are many circumstances in which a person is allowed to do work even right up until Shabbos because of the fact that we say temporary things and things that are not as set would be allowed. But we'll conclude, we'll finish with all that stuff tomorrow, but for now we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.